If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, who is in this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the studio.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We have started discussing some of the jurisprudential laws related to Muharram based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei, and would like to continue along the same line. Let me ask you this at the beginning of this episode, Sheikh Javid. During the month of the Muharram, commemorative processions and the sounds of drums and trumpets continue until after midnight.
Right.
What's the view on such a practice?
Well, while commemorating Imam Hussein is meritorious, it is an act of virtue. Islamic ethics stress not causing harm to the neighbors. Islamic ethics emphasize on not causing annoyance to others, such as, you know, the immediate neighbors trying to sleep.
Yes.
The noise, especially if excessive or prolonged late into the night, may turn a good deed into a sinful act.
Yes.
Yes. Participating in majalis of Imam Hussein in morning gatherings is okay, it's recommended, it's permissible, but such practices must not be a source or a cause of annoyance and disturbance for other people who might want to go to job, who might be sick, who might be have a lot of problems. So it's very important to observe moderation and to be mindful in such cases. And then we should follow the teachings of Ahlul Bayt and the teachings of the Prophet in not harming other people, see, and not causing nuisance for other people in such cases.
I see. Well, is it permissible, Sheikh Javid, for women to take part in the processions where beating the chest and lashing with chains take place, provided that they observe hijab and wear special clothes?
Well, this is one of the most frequently asked questions. Even if women observe proper hijab and wear mourning clothing, their participation in physical expressions of grief in public procession is not considered appropriate, according to His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei. And these rituals are emotionally intense and often attract public attention, you know. Islam promotes maintaining a woman's dignity and modesty in public, and, you know, it's important that women should stay away from those places where women, where men practice, chest beating and, you know, beating their back with chains, because they usually take off their shirt, and so a woman's presence might distract not only their attention but also the attention of those who want to engage in mourning and practice, you know, the chest beating and also doing azadari. So so I would say that the women should be careful not to attend such places.
I see. Thank you very much. Let's take a short break and then we'll be back and continue our program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. Don't go away.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to Muharram based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Well, Sheikh Javid, what's the jurisprudential law concerning the people who fall on the floor before they enter the holy shrines of the imams, peace be upon them all? You know, they creep on the floor and they rubbing their face and chest on the grounds, bruising their body, and sometimes, not to mention, it leads to bleeding.
Well, I think such acts do not make sense. You know, acts like throwing oneself to the ground or causing bodily injury in an attempt to display grief, such acts do not make sense. Not even for Shia Muslims, let alone those people who are not, who do not believe in the Shia Islam or in the fundamentals of the Shia faith. Not to mention the fact that such practices are not part of the authentic Islamic tradition, and they have no basis in Islamic Sharia as well. So if they cause harm or humiliation or tarnish the public perception of Shiism, they are prohibited. It's important that we must be very careful not to damage the image of the Shia Islam. So the imams themselves actually emphasized reasoned, spiritual and constructive mourning, not extremism, not harming, and not doing anything which is likely to be misunderstood.
I see.
Not to mention of when it is definitely misunderstood.
I see. Well, what is the ruling of beating the drum and cymbal, blowing the trumpet in the commemorative gatherings or during the processions of the commemoration of the Imam Hussein?
There is no problem in such things, you know. It is okay, it is permissible, and of course the religious authorities have not criticized such things, like, you know, as long as they are considered acts of azadari according to the people of the very community where it is practiced. Like, for example, we see in different cultures that the way people mourn the martyrdom of Imam Hussein is different from consider the people living in Kashmir. There's a large Shia community in the Indian administered Kashmir, and also people living in Pakistan. Those people living in like Uttar Pradesh or Bangladesh. So different people and different Shia communities across the world have their own way of mourning, and the martyrdom of Muhammad. Okay and no problem.
I see. What is the ruling in the matter of lashing oneself with chains, as done by some Muslims?
Well, it depends, you know. When we use the term chains, the Indian Muslims and the Pakistani Shia Muslims understand it in one way, because you're using the term chain. And when we say zanjir, okay, zanjir is a term which is also understood by Indian Shia Muslims and Pakistani Shia Muslims as chains with swords, with knives.
Yes,
knives are attached to the chain.
Yes.
So when you say okay, it's permissible, they will come to see and understand it in their own way. So it's very important to note that when we use the term chain, you mean chain only, not knives, not swords, not any cutting tools. So when it comes to chains, of course, it's okay, there's no problem. Shia Muslims all over the world have been beating their chests throughout history, and it's a way of mourning, it's a form of mourning, provided that it's solemn, it is considered with modesty, and there's no, bloodletting, based on the fatwa of His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, any act which leads to some kind of bloodletting is forbidden, because it is forbidden, first of all, because it is prohibited in Islam to cause harm to oneself, and it's forbidden because it destroys the image of the Shia Islam and the religious integrity. It is prohibited because it undermines the message of Karbala. What was Karbala for? What was the? What did the? Why did Imam Hussein actually rise up against the Yazid of his time? So what was the message of his uprising? So the whole message is undermined. And not only that, the gravest harm is the tarnishing of the image of the school of Ahlul Bayt. The school of Ahlul Bayt is a peace-loving school. It's not violent. And I do believe that all Islamic denominations and even the other denominations outside Islam believe that this, the Shia Islam is a religion of reason, aql. Yes. And reason does not allow any of these acts of bloodletting.
I see.
So it's not permissible to practice, tatbir or qamazani or whatever they call it. You know, the Indian Shia Muslims, they call it talwarzani.
Uh-huh.
So that's not permissible.
Thank you very much, Sheikh. Let's take a short break and then we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio. Don't go away.
Allahumma arzuqni, Allahumma arzuqni, shafa'atan Husayn, yawm al-hum.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Chaweed, our guest speaker. We are still talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to Muharram based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Well, Sheikh Chaweed, what's the ruling in the matter of buying and selling on the 9th and 10th of Muharram, I mean Tasu'a and Ashura? Is there any problem?
Well, in and of itself, it is not haram to buy and sell things because people need grocery, and some people actually keep their shops open, their markets open, in order to help the mu'mineen buy things. And then these many people buy, biscuits and cakes, or let's say juice, and distribute as an act of charity, infaq, among the mourners. So if the shops are closed and remain closed during the 9th and the 10th day, so they will not be allowed. So they will not be able to distribute food among the mourners. So that's why His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei says that in itself, buying or selling is not haram. But it's advisable that one attends to taking part in commemorative gatherings and does not deprive himself of the magnificent reward, promised for Azadari.
Mm-hmm. For the morning. Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear listeners, for listening to your own program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, the host of this program, and Sheikh Chaweed, our guest speaker, and the rest of the crew, which farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Hussain.